Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
Let's talk about high intensity intervals training. It is a concept that is very familiar with you. We often return to the topic. Jono Clute is a fitness and lifestyle consultant at Urban Fitness Outdoor. Joins me on the line now. Jono, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning to you too, Africa.
For those who might be virgins to the topic, perhaps, if that's a way of referring to them, remind us what high intensity interval training is.
Funny enough, that was actually the first point on my list this morning. So high intensity interval training is basically a type of interval training exercise where it incorporates, in essence, several rounds of alternative exercises, also varying between high intensity and low intensity movements. So obviously, you know, for argument's sake, let's say you were doing a set, you would do burpees, then you would do squats, then you would do jumping jacks, then you'd do lunges or something along those lines.
And why would that be a good form of workout?
Well, the reality with high intensity is that you're going to get your heart rate nice and high. So in essence, you want to be burning as many calories as you want to burn. And in essence, having your heart rate higher will make sure that you're burning the right amount of calories.
It's important to stress that, I suppose, depending on what your goal is, one should use or HIIT, as it's known, the high intensity interval training, as one of the options of your training routine, right?
100%. You know, Urban Fitness Outdoor as a business has incorporated a lot of training principles into what we offer as a business. And one of the most important parts of what we do is high intensity interval training.
How often should you do it in a week, Jono?
Well, look, at the end of the day, if you can train at least 3 to 4 or 3 to 5 times a week, you know, you can do that. You just need to ensure that, for argument's sake, let's say you're doing legs on a Monday. You can't do legs on a Tuesday again. You need to allow your legs time to recover. So you need to do legs on, let's say, a Monday. You need to do back and biceps, for argument's sake, on a Tuesday. Then you need to do, for argument's sake, chest and triceps on a Wednesday. And then on Thursday, you go back to legs. So you need to kind of space your workouts out correctly to ensure that they are benefiting you correctly.
And you are able to focus on different body parts through HIIT, right? Because I know when you're doing strength training and lifting weights and pushing things, you can say, okay, today I'm working on the upper body and all of the machines or the weights you'll be using will be to strengthen the upper body. You can do the same with HIIT?
Correct, 100%. So the nice thing with HIIT style training is you can, in essence, for argument's sake, let's say, you're doing chest and triceps, you can do a chest workout, let's say, for argument's sake, chest press, and then straight after that, you go and do burpees, you know, to get the heart rate up nice and high again. Let's say you're doing triceps and biceps, you can do your arms, then you can do jumping jacks, or you can do something along those lines.
The interval training, I suppose, pertains to time, right? Sometimes we'll do something for 45 seconds, then rest for 15 seconds before moving on to the next one. And I've always argued that in those 45 seconds, let's say, it should be less about the reps you are able to complete and more about the form. So if it means you only do 5 movements in those 45 seconds because you are being conscious of the form, I'd rather that than you doing 25 reps and be bad in your form.
100%. There is nothing worse than watching someone exercise and watching their form being bad. Because in essence, it's all dependent on how your hands move, how your arms move, how your legs move. You could be, for argument's sake, doing something like squats and doing them badly and not targeting the correct muscles in order to train your legs. You know, you could be targeting something completely different. There's also a lot of postural issues that come into play when people have bad form, you know, where where, for argument's sake, let's say they're doing something like a lateral raise, which is for shoulders, they could be bending over and in essence hurting their lower back, which is, once again, not very good at all.
Let me ask this then as my last question, Jono.
Yes.
Heat is often offered as a shorter length of training, if you like. I mean, a lot of people do 45 minutes to an hour at the gym. 100%. Of course, others who are committed or bodybuilding or something like that will do much longer than that. But generally, correct, heat will last around 20 to 30 minutes. Is there an ideal length of time that you must do it within?
Look, the reality is it's once again all about burning the calories. So, you know, what I try to do on a daily basis is I try to target a certain amount of calories that I need to burn. So, you know, once again, all depending on how long it'll take you to burn those calories will depend on how long you need to work out.
All right, Jono, thank you very much indeed for your insight. Always lovely chatting to you. Jono Clute is the fitness and lifestyle consultant at Urban Fitness Outdoor, talking to us about high intensity intervals training and why you should include it into your workout routine.